In March 2023, an article was printed in Timmins newspapers regarding a vision for a Porcupine Grand Phoenix Hotel in Porcupine, Ontario, in the city of Timmins. It was a big vision, knowing that plans would evolve and be downsized. When this project commenced, there were 1,300 hotel beds in the city. This number has now reduced due to the sale of the Ramada Inn. Guests, tourists are required to travel through our community of Porcupine, one of the gateways to the city, to drive 1 hour to sleep in Cochrane. With the train scheduled to come to Porcupine, Timmins, in 2026, an extended stay hotel and restaurant, cafe would be welcomed. At the start of this project, we were advised by the Timmins Economic Development Corporation that we had to first find interested investors and a developer, which we did. There were meetings and discussions with numerous potential investors, developers, etc., both local and non-local. We wanted to ensure that the selected developer would be a good fit for our community and was willing to work with the residents to provide input and/or ideas which could potentially be incorporated regarding our history and culture. With the community's support, we felt that it would make a hotel in Porcupine successful. During this exercise, we realized that the community of Porcupine is landlocked. Most of our vacant highway commercial properties located in our downtown areas are owned by people who live outside of the city, i.e. Toronto, and are only willing to sell if an offer is made which they cannot refuse. In August 2024, we were able to connect a local investor with an interested developer from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Last week, we were advised that a feasibility study, which was supposedly done by a firm in Calgary, did not support a hotel in our community. A copy of this document has not been shared, following numerous requests, therefore, we are not privy to the actual details. We can only take the developer's word for the time being. Throughout this exercise, it was noted, if you build it, they will come, meaning that when a new hotel is built, franchises will follow, i.e. A&W, Wendy's, etc. We have been saying since the beginning of this project, if we did not try we would never know. We gave this project 100% of our time and energy. The Porcupine Grand Phoenix Hotel will remain a vision for now. It will be interesting to see if an extended stay hotel is developed elsewhere within the city by the parties we have united. For information purposes, if a development requires a rezoning, then council is the approval authority. This would be a public process. If the developer is going to develop land which is already zoned for a hotel, then a site plan control agreement will need to be entered into, and this is not approved by council. The approval has been delegated to city staff as per recent changes to the Planning Act. We were hoping to deliver great news of a hotel in Porcupine as a Christmas gift to the community. Instead, please note that we will be placing this project on hold until the train arrives and we see what changes, if any, may follow. Who knows, one day we may see the Phoenix rise once again in Porcupine. Never say never, Carol Tangay, Porcupine.